Disaster struck two raft trips on the Alsek River this summer, leaving a father and son dead on one trip. Another trip was nearly ruined when a calving glacier flooded the boaters' campsite. KTOO's John Ryan reported Friday on the preparations one group took to avoid a similar fate in the remote wilderness north of Glacier Bay. In part two, we see the lengths the rafters will go to avoid being trapped by icebergs.
At the Shawshe Meadows put-in point in the Yukon Territory, the Tatshenshini is a modest-sized river, less than 100 yards wide. The jade-green waters descend toward the Alsek River and eventually the Gulf of Alaska, but they give no hint of the radically different river just a few days' float away. As our party of five people in two rafts float downstream, we head deeper into the world's tallest coastal mountains, the St. Elias Range. Where the landscape isn't vegetated, it feels raw and naked. So new, it hasn't found its angle of repose. Boulders and gravel tumble without warning. Raw glacial creeks pour into the Tot, invisible boulders clacking downstream in the muddy current. Each creek adds to the river's flow, and the Tot keeps growing. 3 days in, it's half a mile wide. You can travel for days at a time here without seeing any signs of human activity, let alone any other people. But we happened to overtake a group of rafters from Idaho. Freelance photographer and avid river rafter Glenn Oakley of Boise says down south, there's nothing like the Alsek in either size or speed.
At one point, we were going 14 miles an hour in a raft. That's fast. That's ripping. And when stuff's coming at you, when you've got to make decisions, especially in a raft, way in advance. Because otherwise, you're going to end up in a place you may not want to be.
About 80 miles into the trip, we float across the invisible border back into Alaska. The Alsek is now 2 miles wide. It feels more like an ocean than a river. At one point, you can see 24 glaciers in every direction. The mind boggles to comprehend the scale. River runners here call it sensory overload syndrome. On a river this wide and fast, we know we have to pick our route far upstream to get to shore at any particular spot.
On most whitewater trips, you pull over and hike downstream a bit to scout any big rapids. But on the Alsek, you scout for icebergs. We've pulled over near the end of a peninsula that juts out into the entrance to Alsek Lake, which is covered in icebergs, and we're scouting down to see if there's a pass through that won't be choked with icebergs. The narrow passage through the lake is called the Channel of Death, so we're going to check it out to see if it's passable or whether we're going to have a long portage.
Trip organizer Julie Scheuer of Juneau sees an unwelcome, if not unexpected, sight in the lake.
Yeah, all the ice smashed against the knob. It's not just smashed up against it, it's like piled up on it.
Unfortunately, we also get our first glimpse of our potential portage around the lake. Through the binoculars, it appears an apartment building-sized iceberg is blocking our plan B out of here. So we hike to the end of a peninsula for a better vantage. Kevin Hood of Juneau thinks there might be a passage through the icebergs that we can't quite see.
There may still be a way. This is a huge volume of water going, and it's just hard from this slanted perspective.
Yeah. But it's like a maze.
I'm not willing to get stuck
in the middle of a bunch of icebergs.
Dissension in the ranks, so we hike to a small hilltop for another perspective. We see that apartment building of ice isn't actually blocking our back channel portage. So instead of pushing our luck with the towers and slabs of ancient ice in the Channel of Death, we decide to take the rafts overland. We get back in the rafts and head to the mostly dry river channel that bypasses the iciest parts of Alsek Lake. We unload the rafts and scour the riverbanks for long, smooth pieces of driftwood. They'll work as primitive rollers to get the heavy rafts across a quarter-mile portage. Now it's time to earn our safety with some hard labor.
1, 2, 3!
Two hours later, we've got all the gear back in the boats. We row around the corner to the last campsite of our 10-day trip and a well-earned rest. We sit by the fire, look out toward the forked tongue of the Alsek Glacier, listen to icebergs rumble and crack, and savor the adventure stories we'll have to tell later on. on the Alsek River. I'm John Ryan.